Jared's son Eli pulled the old bait and switch and embarrassed Jared in front of everybody at their family reunion.
Yeah, he did.
What happened?
Well, just to set the stage just a little bit,
yeah.
My brother Izzy and his wife and four kids came up, and so we had like a mini family reunion. I mean, that's really, it was a Pike family reunion. That's really the Pikes, pretty much.
Sure.
And you know, so I was there and all the stuff. My mom put a lot of time and effort in planning and having, make sure everyone gets along and meals and this and that and activities.
It's such a mother's job, you know, make sure everybody gets along, even when you guys are adults.
Yeah. And then we have weird competitions about who has the lowest blood sugar. my brother had a type 2 diabetes scare. I don't think he cares if I say that.
Okay.
And so he's been monitoring his blood.
Yes.
And he's like, I guarantee my blood sugar is lower than yours. Mm. I'm like, I just had 10 cookies. Can we do it tomorrow?
Yeah,
like,
tomorrow.
Oh, Eli, you're ducking. You're ducking it. I'm like, I'm not taking a blood sugar test after dinner, and I just ate 10 cookies. Let's
do it
in the morning.
You guys were actually testing? I love it.
He has a test strip.
Yes.
Like, it doesn't hurt. I'm like, so, you know, we go to bed, and the next morning we go over there for an activity. I guess it was Saturday morning. And they're like, oh, Dad, you're going to do it. As soon as I walked in, you're going to do the blood sugar. The cousins, everybody, you're going to do it. You're going to do it. The nephews, nieces. And I'm like, okay, fine.
I guess.
Abe's like, I guarantee mine is better. And then he took his. His was 135.
Okay.
Fasting, which is good for him.
Oh, sure.
It's still above what it should be.
But for him,
yeah. And then he did mine, and he's like, it doesn't hurt at all. And I hate those little pricks on
your
finger.
Oh, yes.
It's the anticipation.
It's the anticipation because it's, I don't know what it is. You're like, but I have to use that finger later.
Yeah, I know.
You know? I don't want to.
They're like, well, use your thumb. I'm like, your left thumb. I'm like, no. I have to use that too somehow.
Right.
And so he goes to do it. And he's like, I swear. So this is like the newest one. And he went and pushed and it didn't go off. And he pushed so hard, it like went past my finger. Like he pushed the thing.
Oh, no.
I'm like, dude, are you trying to stab me?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it just does it itself. And then he did it and literally didn't feel it.
Well, that's
the
good.
The new one. And they got the blood. And, and the blood came out right away. And my brother goes to the nieces and nephews and everyone. He goes, that's called high blood pressure. We don't have to squeeze the finger. Like, because some of the young kids wanted to do it. And you had to squeeze the finger to get the blood out.
Yeah.
You have higher blood pressure. The blood just goes, boom.
That's why you're always
really?
At risk. For any sort of cut, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, right. So Jason has low blood pressure, so he doesn't know.
I have low heart rate.
They probably have to squeeze your finger and get a little drop.
Uh-huh. Not
no,
us.
No. It was like, I could spray the little test strip if I needed to. And so I did it, and I was 118.
Oh, wow. Fasting?
Fasting.
Fasting.
But you
want
to be less than 100 fasting.
It was in the healthy range.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be under like 120.
20? I think it's 120.
It was borderline.
Yeah. Or maybe that's my blood pressure. I don't know, but it sounds good.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. That's blood sugar levels in adults with type 1 or type 2 diabetes.
Yeah, so it was blood sugar. So I won that one.
Okay.
So then we did karaoke later that night at the house, which was fun. And no, that's not true. Ava can sing and Izzy's wife, Madison, can sing. Everyone else is awful.
Yeah.
For the most part. And like, for example, my brother, he sang this, which I think is a really fun karaoke song.
Oh, yeah.
That's hard.
Yeah, he was rolling.
It's fast. Bam-a-lam. Bam-a-lam.
It's the Ram Jam.
Yeah. And then, you know, it's pretty fast, but it's fun. And then I did this one.
That picture from our honeymoon.
And I was like,
that night in Frisco Bay, just give it away.
And we were done. My mom was like, oh, son. That's your theme song. I'm sorry. I'm like, I didn't say it was my theme song about divorce. I said, but you're right.
You didn't have to.
Yeah.
She's your mother.
Yeah.
She knows.
She feels it.
Yep. It was like, oh, yeah. So we're having fun. So people were doing karaoke. Ava did something from, you know, like a musical. And of course, she just nails it or whatever. She's so good where she stands out and all that stuff. And then my mom, she did like a performance. She was a cheerleader in high school and in college. And she, to the song Along Comes Mary in the 70s, she had this whole routine that she did in the 70s.
And then along comes Mary.
Oh, yeah.
So she had her pom-poms out. She did all 3-4 minutes. I mean, it was fun.
Yeah.
And of course, everyone there is sober. And she's doing it. You know, it was a little bit slower because she's like, I can't do the twirls as fast.
It's like, okay, Mama Pike.
We don't want to call an ambulance tonight. Just do it. But she did great. And then my son Eli's like, gets up to do karaoke. I'm like, oh, cool. But he doesn't do karaoke at all. It just starts slamming me.
Hmm.
Okay. The poem is called The Unfunny Man by Eli Pikes.
So he does I can't say the word, poem.
A poem.
Called The Unfunny Man.
He has written this in advance.
He has a microphone and a speaker for the karaoke. He's in front of everyone, and he starts, so you have to listen closely because, you know, but this is a poem making fun of me.
All right.
Everyone else is singing songs, and I'm like, what's happening?
The Unfunny Man.
Okay. The poem is called The Unfunny Man by Eli Butt.
Oh, everyone's really happy about it.
The tale of the unfunny man is nothing new. The story is something I can tell to you. He told many jokes, yet many fell flat. He was unfunny to many folks, but none told him that.
Was unfunny to many folks, but none told him that. Okay.
He would go day after day, insulting one after another. And on Sunday, he would pray for lower blood sugar than his brother. The unfunny man has many names. His real name I can't say, but his profession gives him many fames, being on a morning show every day.
And everyone cheered.
There you go.
And him slamming me. I'm like,
that was okay. Good work.
I like
it. He kind of went easy on you.
The unfunny man. Yeah.
Yeah, he did go pretty easy on you.
Yeah, yeah. Then he was like, Dad, was that okay? And I was like, yeah, it was fine. I was dying laughing because I couldn't believe this happened. I'm like, what just happened? I thought we were doing karaoke. Can
I
we
do
get
like
back?
The bait and switch. That's a good one.
So he's grounded for the rest of his life.
Well, next time if he needs any sort of ammo, he can just contact us and he needs it. You know,
I think because my mom was there, he went a little easier.
I see.
It would break up the family reunion.
Everybody would start drinking after that.
Yeah, right. Nope. It'd be fist fights and all the different things.